Sit down and get comfortable. You're in the Rebel Room with Las Vegas Sun reporter Taylor Byrne alongside sports editor Ray Brewer. We just got back from UNLV's 81-63 victory against Louisiana Monroe. 10-point halftime lead goes to 21 with an 11-0 round out of the break from the Rebels. Mike Moser, two alley-oop reverse slams. Those are going to be the things that fans take away from the game going forward. Ray, what do you got?
Yeah, and I agree with you. I will say Louisiana Monroe 1-11 this year, outclassed, definitely not not the most talented team. Won't take away their effort, but don't look too much into this game. You know, we could easily said it took UNLV a little too long to put Louisiana Monroe away, and we could easily say, hey, that 11-0 run to open the second half was maybe as good as they've played all year. But I don't want to go too crazy, but I will say those dunks from Mike Moser were sick.
They were great.
They were great. I didn't even realize the first one was. I saw the second one was awesome. The second one better than the first, would you say?
Yeah, second one was okay. Better than the first, especially because I think the first one kind of caught everybody sleeping maybe a little bit. UNLV was just getting going, second half kind of just underway, and crowd really not into it the first half. First one just sort of sets them off like, oh, okay. And the second one they were waiting for, and it just erupted in there.
Yeah.
It had started with Belfield getting a dunk and a three-pointer, and he also had both of the assists to Moser. Pretty good game from the guard.
Yeah, and it was a good game all around. I mean, UNLV is a team that they could lull you to sleep. There is no doubt about it, and that's what happened.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that they can lull you to sleep. It's that they are taken to bed.
Okay.
Well, that was a bad analogy.
Yes,
they are lulled to sleep by the opponent. That's even something Louisiana Monroe was able to do in the first half just by holding the ball for 20 and 30 seconds, and then UNLV just can't get those runouts. And that's, you know, we talked about how, you know, you can say the trouble with getting going again.
Uh-huh.
It is a little bit where even against a team like Louisiana Monroe, UNLV isn't able to enforce its will, play its style until, you know, 20 minutes into the game against a better opponent. That's kind of what's caught up with them and been their issue so far.
Exactly. And Chase Stanback was just awesome.
Oh my God. He took the team's first three shots, and to me it looked like he was really just trying to get the Illinois game behind him. He didn't hit a single field goal, finished with 2 points in that one, and he only made two field goals against UTEP before that, so he had been in a little bit of a lull. Came out firing, ended up 8 of 9 from 3-point range. He could have hit anything.
He could have. And what impressed me is that he's got a real quick release. And you really don't notice that unless you're as close to the floor as we are. But on some of those, it was like catch release almost instantly. And just when he scores well like he did tonight, you know, obviously their leading scorer, I think it opens up so much more for the rest of the team, especially if he's taking the ball to the basket. And, you know, that was the case tonight, 29 points, barely missed. UNLV was in the bonus in the first half, like with 9 minutes to play. When you get to the line, you're going to win the game, and they did that. Let me give you one quick stat. Pretend you don't know the final or you weren't there.
Okay.
UNLV grabs 22 rebounds for the game, just 22. Mind you, Mike Moser almost had that in one game this year. Louisiana Monroe, undersized, not that good, grabs 32 rebounds. Louisiana Monroe out-rebounds UNLV by 10. Would you think they win by 81-63?
Oh, so, definitely not. But that's also, then when you look at the rest of the box score, it's pretty easy to find your answers for that. The team shot 58%, 61% from three. There weren't a whole lot of rebounds that they needed to make. You know, they made all their shots. Louisiana Monroe even didn't shoot too bad, 45%. They just, all of their possessions were essentially one shot, so they didn't need to do much on the offensive glass. And defensively, they kind of let Louisiana Monroe outbox them, outmaneuver them a few times, but in the grand scheme of things, those really didn't matter very much. Yeah, and like you said, you get out rebounded by 10. That's not something that you like to see. But you had 20 assists on 25 field goals. You turned the opponent over 19 times. there are going to be those kind of oddity stats that you can circle, but in the pace of the game, it's not something that really stuck out to me at all.
Yeah, speaking of stats, UNLV now ranked 21st in the nation. Poll comes out or came out today, Monday, and I know that there's a logic out there that the number next to your name doesn't mean much, especially before the calendar turns into the new year, but I think that for UNLV, it's significant to be ranked. A great win against Illinois, much needed after struggling on the road against Wichita State and Wisconsin. We mention that all the time. And great win against Illinois, hammered at home tonight against Louisiana Monroe. And I think that UNLV, and I told you this earlier on our LasVegasSun.com sports talk show, 91.5 on Mondays, 5:30 if you want to listen, that I don't know if UNLV loses until mid-January. You kind of shook your head a little bit, but I think they stormed through Cal. I'm not impressed with Cal at all, just to let you know.
I haven't really looked enough at Cal. I guess I can occasionally be like the coaching staff where I'm not trying to look ahead too much, but got a few days for that. Cal, I think I heard tonight, was actually up big in their game, and they had suffered a bad loss last week, and so they've bounced back from that. In Thomas and Mack, obviously it's going to be very difficult for the Bears to come in and win, but we keep talking about those road games in conference. No matter how good the opponent is, this team just hasn't had a whole lot of success on the road. Hasn't proven that they can do it consistently. Took everything they had against Santa Barbara. We've already listed the losses, and so I just don't think that they've shown enough consistency that I'm willing to say they're safe until so and so. They're safe until this game. I haven't seen that. Something from this game I want to talk about. Reggie Smith's debut was gonna be a big storyline coming in. Kid only gets 3 minutes in the first half. Talked to him afterward. He said he was just sucking wind. Just running up and down the court a couple of times. I had predicted, what did we set the over-under at?
I said it was 7, and you were like,
points.
Yeah, points. Yeah.
And then minutes, I thought he would be up towards
15,
17.
Yeah.
And looking back, obviously a bit optimistic, just trying to figure out the pace of the game. But also, coach seemed to really want Wallace out there, Kendall Wallace out on the court quite a bit. And I think that may even be some indication that because we talked about looking at the guard rotation, that the most logical move was Smith to kind of take over Kendall's minutes. And I think this may be Rice saying that, you're still my guy or one of my guys. You're going to get time. Go out there, see what you can do. And he hit 3 three-pointers. He deserved to be out on the court. His defense, much maligned. He looked pretty good. He got in the way of a couple of passes and, solid minutes from him.
The pass has gotten in the way of Kendall.
No. He was looking for the passing lane and jumped into it. This was not by mistake.
What would impress me with him is obviously now he's kind of that 3-point specialist, but the first three he made, it wasn't like he was set and he got a good pass and he buried it. He got the pass, he faked, he dribbled to the side, and then he buried it. So just the ability to create, showed me a little something.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy. And folks who followed him 2 years ago at New Mexico in the pit was absolute money and won the game. Great shooter, and that's what you need in that role. Every team needs a guy like that who is going to come in, knows his limitations, is a smart player, and could go out and execute. And he just showed tonight. You're right, 20 solid minutes showed he was the man. Carlos Lopez, 12 points, 21 minutes, led the team with 9 boards. 2 blocks. That one block was pretty sick.
Oh, that was great.
Did you see his face when he did that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He had the no.
Yeah.
It was tremendous. And Lopez, as you pointed out on our afternoon show on KUNV, is kind of one of the guys that I've had my eyes on since coming here. He also just a tremendous shot fake in the first half that just had the defender up completely, then easily went by him for a layup.
He seems to do that once a game.
Yeah. Exactly. And he's really coming to his own right now. He was 4-4 from the floor, 4-7 free throws, and 3 offensive rebounds. He has had the offensive game lately, but the rebounding hasn't necessarily been there, even though he's a big guy. Tonight looked really good. Three fouls, which, as we talked about, him and Bryce seemed to kind of trade off who's going to be committing fouls on a given night. But overall, tremendous, you know, great game from him.
I think the funny thing with Bryce, and I've Bryce definitely takes his shots from folks. He's not the most popular player on the team. A lot of people are very vocal in saying that he's underachieved. I'm talking the Fanatic fans. I've always been a Bryce guy. You know, UNLV gets knocked out of the tournament. I write that, you know, Bryce has got great energy, great enthusiasm. It's something to move forward. I've always been pro Bryce. But I'm going to tell you right now, I cannot think of a time in his 4 years where he's had great back-to-back games. Was great against Illinois. Or good.
He was good.
Above average.
Yeah, he was good.
Today, didn't take a shot, two fouls, no boards, 18 minutes.
Yeah. But I also, I want to bring us back a little bit because you even started by saying don't read too much into this game. Well, Chase Stanback is standing on the perimeter against his own defense, hitting 8 3-pointers. There, you know, when the offense is kind of going that way, you don't really need your big guy taking a lot of shots. You don't need him taking over. And so I think that's fine from him.
Yeah, Mike Mosier only 2 rebounds. No big
deal. That's even odd because he seems to fall out of bed and get 6 rebounds. Yeah. So that was a bit odd. But like you said, not a big deal. Had those 2 monster dunks. Quintrell Thomas, turf toe injury, couldn't participate, which was kind of a bummer just because I wanted to see if he was going to be able to parlay his nice game against Illinois into something positive here. But they expect him to come back for Friday, which is, you know, the more important game, obviously. Louisiana Monroe, the outcome was never really in doubt. They knew that beforehand, but just kind of taking care of business. Great second half. This is a second half team right now. Don't necessarily know why, but they all acknowledge it. And as long as that continues, then, you know, kind of anything that you're facing at halftime doesn't seem like too much to overcome.
Cream rises at the top in the second half. Talent prevails. Well, Las Vegas Sun, great coverage of tonight's game. I just cut myself off. I thought we were on our KUNV show. Say sports talk. UNLV off tomorrow. They're taking their day off. Taylor Byrne also off tomorrow.
Yay.
For more coverage of the game, check out the Rebel site on lasvegassun.com. We will talk to you after Friday's game.
Yes.